Wisdom of the Ancients, where ancient wisdom is remembered.
Hello and welcome, everyone, beautiful people, sacred souls. Thank you so much for being here in the amazing energy that everyone has created here in the Wisdom of the Ancients. You know, the Wisdom of the Ancients is about ancient wisdom. It's about what was once known, common knowledge sometimes, ancient wisdom, but not only from our own planet, not only from our own realms, but all realms, all dimensions, all time-space realities. And right now, that's all converging, right now, converging into the space that we've all created to hear what the universe has to say, to hear the words of the divine. And the theme for this series is the sacred human answering the call. So let us all just tune in really to our own higher selves as well and listen for whatever's coming through. And there are going to be messages today. This is going to be a very, very fantastic show. There are going to be messages coming through. I know a lot of you already have raised your hands because you're very keen to hear what the ancestors, there I gave it away, the ancestors have to say, your ancestors. And we might even have joint ancestors, common ancestors. Oh, that's a question I need to ask. Okay, so let me introduce our next guest to you. I'm really excited about the show. Dr. Monique Hunt is a spiritual teacher and an ancestral story-clearing practitioner who uses the healing power of your life stories and your ancestors' guidance to help you create a clear path for living your soul's purpose. She is passionate about her work as a spiritual advisor and mentor to community, corporate, political, and business leaders. Using her gifts as an ancestor griot and third-generation intuitive, Dr. Monique specializes in ancestor connection and communication. As the founder of the International Ancestor Wisdom School, Dr. Monique has guided hundreds of ancestor training workshops, sacred ceremonies, and talks around the world. Her devotion to the ancestors comes from her training with her ancestors both in physical form and in spirit form, training with spiritual teachers from around the globe, and 2 decades of implementing the teachers of ancestor reverence in her life. She believes that the ancestors are the roots of our success and that they form a divine partnership, giving us wings to soar. So, Dr. Monique, welcome to Wisdom of the Ancients.
Thank you. Thank you for welcoming me and inviting me to be here with you.
You know, the community called you in. You know, the community was ready to hear what you have to share. And so that's what happens. And so that's how it all happened. That's how it happened. And here you are. And let me just share with everyone, Dr. Monique, what we're going to be talking about today. So everyone, if you didn't see the email, we're going to be talking about ancestral story clearing, healing generational wounds and cultural trauma. And again, star 2 to raise your hand. You can ask Dr. Monique a question. You can find out what message an ancestor of yours has for you. So if you are curious or if you are feeling that you'd like to have a message from your ancestors, Dr. Monique is able to connect with your ancestors. And I'm sure that as we begin the show, the many, many of all of our ancestors are going to be coming through. And I'll be asking about what that feels like to be in the presence of all those ancestors. But then towards the end of the call as well, Dr. Monique's going to take everyone through a process. So star 2 to raise your hand if you'd like the opportunity to ask her a question on the phone, or if you're on the webinar page, put your name as well as your question, and we'll get to certainly as many as we can within the time. Well, Dr. Monique, I shared with everyone that you'll be taking us through a process. So before we get started with the actual show, if you can just share with us, what sort of process will you be taking us through at the end of the call?
So at the end of the call, we will go through a process where you'll have an opportunity to connect with an ancestor and do some clearing work just by going on a vision, what I call a vision quest, to meet with this ancestor. So we'll be doing some clearing, and you'll be able to ask a question and share information with the ancestor so that later on, as you are moving through your day and your life, you'll invite this ancestor to join you and to be able to help you with your clearings and guidance in your life.
Mm. Well, thank you. Thank you. All right. So I've got some things, obviously, that I want to ask you. You know, we haven't had someone with your beautiful gifts on the show in a really long time. And I know the community has called you forth. But before I get started, Dr. Monique, you know, we've set this orb with this wisdom orb that we've created, and all of our collective energy is in there, and our spirits and our souls are in this wisdom orb. So because this is a show about ancestors and you have some really special gifts yourself, what's it like right now for you with all the ancestors coming in?
It's absolutely beautiful because the ancestors are always anxious, always excited about sharing their stories. They're sort of like us. We like to share stories. You know, people communicate oftentimes in story. People love hearing a good story. People love sharing their stories. Well, the ancestors are the same way. So when they find that I'm opening to sharing their stories, they just come. They rush in. There's excitement. It's almost like a party is beginning to happen. Mm. And so I just feel this sense of peace and enjoyment from the ancestors.
Beautiful, beautiful. Yeah. So we welcome the ancestors. We welcome the ancient ones. We welcome all the beautiful, divine, beloved beings of love, light, power, and service to be with us today as we really embark on this journey of discovery and of expanding awareness and consciousness. So thank you to all the ancestors for being here. Thank you for the divine beloved beings of love, light, power, and service, and certainly all the ancient ones. Okay. Well, let me start, because, you know, we have, I think sometimes a lot of us might think of our connection with ancestors, and I'm not going to speak for everyone, but certainly I've heard and I've felt as well. Sometimes we feel that the ancestors are maybe karmically tied to us, and they have almost like dragging us back. And we always hear about how we have to clear the trauma, and I know that's really important, and I know you're going to be talking about that as well. But what's the other side? What's the other side to having our amazing ancestors, those who have gone before? How can our ancestors truly help us?
I love that you asked that question, because so often, as you said, we're focusing on the healing part and the clearing part and what we need to do to make them whole and happy. Well, our ancestors are a source of strength. They're resilient. They have wisdom. They are ready and anxious to guide us and to share. Many of them have healing gifts that they weren't able to use in their lifetime, and now they are working with those of us who are healers to help enhance our gifts and to help us direct our energy in the right place. Our ancestors, they truly are here, even if they've had traumas, even if they've, you know, have experienced some wounds, they've experienced some of those wonderful blessings as well. And so they have those gifts to share with us, and we just need to work with them and tap into them and really experience that side of what they have to offer. So when I'm working with my clients, we do, of course, do the clearing work, but one of the benefits of the clearing work is that now these ancestors who did have these traumas and these wounds and have dealt with, you know, limiting beliefs and abuse, they're now able to be a part of our lives in a much, much more powerful and profound way. And so that's the beauty of working with these ancestors. And I always share this story about how when my father was living, he was able to fix anything, pretty much. In fact, the joke with the community is, if my father couldn't fix it, it couldn't be repaired. So I never had to hire anybody to do anything. But once I had a plumbing issue after he passed away, and I won't go through the whole story, but basically a plumbing issue, called on my father to help me locate a plumber. And I sat in meditation and I said, look, I need a good plumber. I need someone who knows exactly what he or she is doing. I need someone who will be fair and reasonable, and I need that now because this is serious.
Yeah.
And So I just came out of meditation, went to my computer, typed in plumber for my area, and a name of a plumbing company came up. I called the plumber. He was able to come out right away. He did a fabulous job. He gave me options and his best advice. He offered to repair a couple of other things that I had been needing to get done. And when he handed me his card, when he got ready to finish, his name was Angel. And so I felt like my father had sent this angel to come and support us with this repair. So that's one of the beautiful ways that we can call upon the ancestors and ask them for guidance and support and to open doors and to make connections for us that we have, you know, had difficulty connecting with. Because I had called a number of plumbers prior to that and couldn't get anyone here. The one person that came made the problem worse. So there were so many things that went on before I actually sat down and said, wait a minute, you know, I have this gift. I'm calling on Dad and asking him to help us.
Right, right, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Well, so those are some of the beautiful ways.
Wonderful, thank you, thank you. So let's just maybe provide some context for those people on the show and the community who haven't heard you before. You mentioned that you have this gift. So can you just tell us a little bit about your gift and when it first came to you, or when maybe you first discovered that you had that gift?
Sure, I sure will. So I am what I usually call, you know, a third generation intuitive and healer. My grandmother on my father's side was a healer, intuitive. She was a healer in her community, but she had to hide her gift because it wasn't acceptable. And she would always tell me, you have this gift. One day you'll be doing this, and one day you'll be sharing your gift, and you won't have to hide like I did. And so at that time I was a trained professional engineer and thought, yeah, okay, we'll see. But I knew early on, you know, when I was a young child, that I had the ability to see things that were happening before they actually happened. I had a gift for being able to go into a room and really feel the energy of the room and get a sense of what was going on in the room and what was happening with people. And I had friends that would always come to me and ask me, you know, about their boyfriends and their girlfriends and things like that, and ask me to help them, you know, figure out what steps they should take. So I knew the gift was there, but not in the way that my grandmother was talking about. And so as it happened, I was working in corporate America, and I received this offer for a new job within the company that I worked in. All of it looked great on paper. And I thought, okay, well, maybe I'll take it. But I asked the hiring supervisor if I could go home and think about it. And in the middle of the night, I got this soft voice that awakened me that said, don't take it. And it was quite startling at first, but the voice just kept saying, don't take it. Not a good step for you, not the right step for you. And I went back to work the next day, and because everything looked great on paper, I took the job. And it ended up being a complete disaster that landed me in a situation where I was commuting a very long distance, which wasn't the original agreement. And on my commute one morning, there was a heavy, heavy, heavy fog. And it was so bad, it was like having pea soup sprayed all over my window. I couldn't see if I was in my lane. I couldn't tell if I was on the side of the road. I couldn't see anyone in front of me. I couldn't see anybody behind me. Could barely see the lights. And it was very early in the morning, so it was still dark out. And that same voice said, roll the window down. So I rolled the window down, and within a few seconds, I heard metal on metal, and I heard cars hitting each other. And the voice said, pull over. Well, I didn't know if I was pulling over into a ditch, the side of the road, another lane, but I had to just trust this voice, and I pulled over. And I hear cars hitting. The emergency responders come. The light is starting to come, light of day. The fog is starting to lift a little bit. Fortunately, there weren't a lot of people, you know, seriously hurt, a lot of damage to cars. And I sat there and I said, this is my message, that it was time for me to make a different choice. And when I mentioned it to my grandmothers, both of them responded by saying, that's the call. And I thought, okay, now it's time for me to sit and learn. And that's when I started learning and asking questions and really honing my gifts. And I made a 2-year exit plan from corporate America, and I left corporate America and started doing this work. And that's how it all began.
Mm. Well, we're glad that happened. Well, not the accident, of course, but we're glad that happened, because here you are about to really share some amazing gifts with the community. You know, we've looked at the one side, so I asked about the, you know, some of the beautiful things that ancestors can help us with. Now, the other side, you mentioned that there are beautiful things embedded in our DNA, but there's also trauma as well. And, you know, that's maybe the side we focus on. And even though there's such beauty in with our ancestors, there's still and a very important part to, you know, clearing that trauma, right? So can you talk a little bit about, firstly, how is it embedded in our DNA? So it sounds intuitive, because, you know, it's in our bloodline, but maybe there's more to it than that. And then also the importance of actually working through some of that trauma, revealing that, working through that, and, you know, what happens if we don't?
Yes. So these traumas, these wounds, these experiences, these stories, beliefs, ideas that the ancestors lived are passed down to us through our DNA. And so from generation to generation to generation. So if your ancestors experienced a great deal of, let's say, betrayal, let's say your ancestors were a group of people who may have been in the Holocaust, so, or survived the Holocaust, or died in the Holocaust, then they experienced betrayal, they experienced abandonment, they experienced violence and abuse. Those are cultural experiences that took place, and so that experience has been passed down from generation to generation to generation. And what happens is, for each generation, it can either get stronger or it may become a little less of an impact on the lineage. In most cases, it gets stronger. And so what happens is, as it's passed down and passed down, it now shows up in our lives. And it may show up a little different, of course, than what they experienced, but it may show up in our lives. So, for instance, if a family has a history of abandonment, then what may happen for us is that we begin to become insecure about people in our lives. We question, oftentimes, we question our value and whether or not we're worthy of having people in our lives that, you know, that love us and support us. We begin to possibly become those that abandon people, you know, abandon children, abandon, you know, relationships. And so basically what happens is, if these stories are passed down from generation to generation, and I focus on 9 stories, these stories are passed down from generation to generation to generation, then what happens is they begin to show up and manifest in different ways in our current lives. And I've seen people who have, let's say, addiction in their lineage. And when the addiction hits them or their family, it may not be alcohol addiction. It may not be any kind of a food addiction. It could be addiction to sex. It could be addiction to, you know, cleanliness. I mean, it could be any kind of addiction that a person may have. And so what we want to do is, we want to look at what has happened through history, for one, and that tells us what karmic stories a person may have experienced, or excuse me, what karmic stories have been experienced in the lineage and what your ancestors have experienced. And then we can actually look at your own family. For some people, we know our family history a little bit, so we have an idea of what may have occurred in our families. And for other people, we don't know who our family members are. We don't have very much family history. And so they may not be able to gather those stories, which is where I'm able to come in and help. And so with the ancestors who have experienced these traumatic events, they then need to heal those events so that they can become wise guides for us. And they may be in a space where, let's say, they were abandoned, and maybe they lived in poverty, maybe they experienced some kind of violence, and so now they want to protect us from everything. They want to keep us from experiencing anything that may be similar to what they experienced. It may not be the same thing, it may might not be the same result, but it's a feeling that they have that we may be experiencing something similar. So they can sometimes create blocks and keep us from being able to open those doors that we want to open or use some of the tools that are available to us to use to break through some of those blocks. And what we want to do is we want to help them release these stories, clear these stories, heal from these stories, so that now they are invited to become these beautiful guides that can now help us and that can help us enhance the use of other tools that are available to us. They can help us by providing us the kind of guidance that my father provided when I needed the plumber. And they're there as the helpers. They're there if you have ancestors in your lineage that may have been midwives. And let's say a person is a midwife now, or maybe they're a healer. Once we have cleared any of those traumas and wounds from that ancestor that was a midwife, we can now invite that ancestor to join us and help us with our healing work, to help us be better at what we want to do at helping other people. So that's how really looking at these karmic stories, understanding the karmic stories, understanding how they show up in our lineage, really helps. So we can actually do the research and learn about our history. We can learn about, you know, where we came from so that we have a better understanding about, you know, were there wars, was there famine, was there enslavement, the Holocaust, you know, different events that took place that may have been passed down to us.
Right.
Then we can study our own lineage, you know, just kind of our own families, if you will. What has happened in our families? You know, what are we seeing that seems to be very common? Are there a number of people in the family lineage that have gone through divorce? If there is, then we know that there's some karmic story that's associated that's being passed down from generation to generation to generation. And so that's, you know, that's a big part of it. I think that's a long answer to your question.
But it's a good answer. Thank you. No, that's a wonderful background. So, and what you can do, Dr. Monique, just so that we're clear, what you can do is what do you do? You see a picture, you see what the story is. So you can not only see, but then interpret the story. What part do you play in that in terms of your gift to be able to see the story?
Sure. So one of the things in my bio, you mentioned the ancestor griot. So a griot is one that shares stories.
Mm.
And the ancestors love to share their stories with me. So when I connect with a client, I ask the ancestors, what story do you want to share that you feel needs healing right now? And the ancestor will share the story with me briefly about what has taken place and what they're still holding on to. And then from there, what I'm able to do is help that ancestor release the pain and the trauma that they're holding on to. And we do that through energy healing, through forgiveness work, through communication, through some spiritual practices that maybe need to be done. The ancestors will help guide me in what they feel would be helpful in releasing this pain. And then I'm able to intuitively know what may be helpful in helping them release the pain that they're holding on to.
Mm.
And so once we do that clearing, now we're at a point where the ancestors are ready and able to really tap into their strength and their power that they have that they can use to help us. So we then invite them to be a part of our lives. We invite them to be a part of our wisdom team to help us and to support us. And in that, they usually will give us spiritual practices, tools, resources to help us now clear the story from our own current lives. So that if we have dealt with abuse and that abuse keeps coming up and we keep staying in that story of abuse, with the help of the ancestors and the spiritual practices and the tools that they share with me to give to the client, we can now begin to start that clearing process in our current lives.
Beautiful. Yeah, beautiful. Wow. Man, it seems like, you know, and this is a word, you know, I'm not going to attach any belief system to this particular word, but it seems like the word that's coming to mind is like a purgatory, you know, an in-between place that this ancestor is maybe even caught in. Until this is identified and released, is that an accurate kind of depiction of what's going on?
It is an accurate depiction. They are stuck, if you will. They're stuck. They're not able to ascend to that master level because they're stuck in this story. And, you know, I always like to bring it back to our current lives. We can get stuck in our story. And we're so stuck in that story that we can't take a step forward. And so that's the same thing that happens with the ancestors. They're stuck in that story, and they need help releasing it so that they can now ascend and be those master supporters that we, you know, the master guides that we need in our lives so that they can help us become unstuck, right? And clear our stories.
Beautiful, beautiful. So then what can occur is that you almost turn your ancestor from an adversary, and I don't mean adversary like as a conscious adversary. I just mean adversary as in someone who through their experiences and their stuckness is adversarial because they are holding us back in some way or they're causing us to repeat certain patterns. So you can turn them from being an adversary to an ally.
Yes. That's a great description. They become an ally. They become
beautiful.
An ally.
Yeah.
And some of our ancestors are already allies. You know, some of our ancestors are not holding on to these stories. So we do have ancestors that are not holding on to the stories that we can call upon as well.
Yeah, and you know, tell me about this. I'm curious now. I'm curious about, you know, once someone has moved on, so of course, still, you know, the same soul, right? So still the same soul. Is there like a deep connection because we're quote unquote related, like an extra layer of love, so to speak, for us because we're still related, right? It's bloodline.
Yes, yes, there is. Mm. So we're related. We're connected in that way, and so there is a special love and a special connection that takes place. That is really beautiful. Yeah, it's really beautiful. And, you know, one of the things that oftentimes people will say to me is, well, I was adopted, and how does that work for me? I don't know my ancestors. I have no clue who they are. And what I always say is the beauty of that is you have two sets of ancestors now. You have your bloodline, and you definitely have inherited their stories and their, you know, the positive things that they've experienced and some of the more traumatic things they've experienced. You've inherited that, no doubt. But you've also been blessed with the energy of your adopted family. So if there are people in that family who've had some trauma, then of course, you know, there is some pieces of that will show up for you. But also if that family has, and they usually will, has the more resilient, positive, loving, supportive, history, you know, in their lineage, then you inherited that as well. And so you'll get both. You get a little bit of both. And so people often ask that, so I wanted to make sure that I shared that you don't have to know your blood ancestors in order for you to do an ancestral clearing. We all know that we had two parents that brought us into this world.
Yeah.
So from there we know they had two. So we know that the ancestors exist, we may just not know exactly who they are.
Mm. Now, what about, you speak a lot about karmic stories and the nine karmic stories. Can you share, before we go to the phones and actually engage with the community, there's so many people who'd love to get readings, but before we do that, can you tell us a little bit about these karmic stories? Because, you know, the other part of this equation is karma, right? And people often ask, well, you know, if there's karma, then, you know, I'm supposed to clear that karma by myself, or I'm meant to go through this. I'm not meant to, you know, release the karma. But what's the perspective on that?
Yeah, okay. So my perspective on that is that these karmic stories are held by the ancestors. They're not necessarily ours. So that's why we're helping them heal, so that we don't have to relive those stories that they have experienced. And so we can actually clear that. And yes, some of it is us doing the work on our own, and some of it is getting assistance from someone who can help you understand how these stories are showing up and what stories are showing up. So these nine karmic stories are stories that the ancestors may have experienced over time throughout up to about 14 generations back, which is what I work with. I work back to about 14 generations. Sometimes others will come through, but usually 14 is about it. And so within those 14 generations, there are karmic stories that have been experienced by each generation. And some of the karmic stories may have ended. Let's say, you know, one karmic story started at the 14th generation. By the time it got to the 7th, it had been cleared because somewhere in there work had been done to clear it. And so we may not see it in our present lives. But there are other stories that have been passed down from, let's say, the 7th generation to the present that are taking place. So let me just share real quick what those karmic stories are. So they're betrayal, abandonment, abuse, poverty, shame, violence, addiction, illness, and grief. Those are the nine karmic stories that will show up in families, some more than others. It doesn't mean that every karmic story shows up in every family and then plays out in your life. So it's very rare that someone will have nine karmic stories that are showing up in their lives right now. It's usually maybe three or four or five that are showing up that are really disrupting your happiness. But there are others that once we clear them, then now we can invite those ancestors to be a part of our lives. So even if we're not experiencing, let's say, poverty right now, but poverty somehow shows up in our lineage, if we clear the poverty story with the ancestors, then what that does is that allows us to invite those ancestors in to help us with creating wealth and having abundance and really experiencing opportunity, new opportunities and things like that. Blessings
yeah.
to other people. Yeah. Yeah. So these nine karmic stories can be very, very powerful. And once we clear them, we'll start to immediately notice shifting and differences in our lives. I've seen clients who have had really, really traumatic relationships with their spouse, you know, really, really horrible situations going on, lack of communication and even, you know, some betrayal, and we do this work, and it begins to shift that relationship very rapidly, very rapidly. marriages that were going to, that, you know, people who were, I'm going down to the courthouse to file for divorce, who have done this work with me, are now in loving relationships with their spouse, and divorce isn't even a conversation anymore.
Oh, beautiful.
And that's because we've cleared these stories.
Yeah, because you said something earlier that I want people to really remember, and maybe everyone remembers this, but it just came back to me now. You know, I was prompted to bring this up one more time. It's like when you do the clearing work, then the part that we shouldn't forget, Dr. Monique, is what you shared with us, and that's at that point the ancestors can then bring in their amazing benevolent gifts to support us. So it's like 1 + 1 doesn't equal 2. Right, 1 + 1 = 4. You know, you do the clearing, and you know you don't get back to neutral. It's much more positive than that. Once you do the clearing, then the benevolent, beautiful, amazing, supportive gifts just flood in. You know, so
absolutely,
you've got that additional support. And I was just prompted to remind people because it just came back to me to share that, to kind of re-share that. So. Just something to really take, keep in mind.
Yes, because we can even call in, let's say we have ancestors who had really horrible relationships, and I'm focusing on relationships because for some reason that's coming up, but let's say we had a couple that really had a challenging relationship, and we do the work to help those two ancestors heal. Now they become wise guides for us when it comes to relationships. And they can help us see the beauty in our partners. They can help us see the beauty in ourselves. They can help us see the value if maybe we're not feeling valued or worthy or wanted. They can help us see those things that we're not seeing. They can open our eyes. They can open the door to opportunities for us to meet people that see us for who we are. And so those are the beautiful things, like you said, about doing this work and clearing these stories and then inviting these ancestors in to support us.
Yeah.
And I just wanted to add one other thing,
please,
too, about we've talked a lot about our blood ancestors, but there are other ancestors that we can call upon as well. And those ancestors are in history, historical ancestors. Maybe someone is getting ready to write a book, and there is a book and an author that you just absolutely love, and that person is now residing in the spirit world. You can call upon that ancestor to support you with your writing. And there are different ways that you can do it, but you can call that ancestor in, ask them to support you with your writing, and then begin to write. And you'll notice if you do that over a period of time and make that connection with the ancestor, the writing becomes easier. The words start to flow a little bit better. And I've found this with many of my clients who are writing books and have felt sort of a writing block. And then I wrote my entire dissertation by channeling it through a number of ancestors that I felt had the wisdom and knowledge that I was looking for. So I just wanted to let people know that there are other ancestors that you can invite in.
Beautiful. Well, thank you. Thank you. Okay. Well, if it's fine by you, I'd love to go to the phones now and start to have you connect in with some ancestors from some of the people in the community that we get on the phone and also on the web. Would that be okay?
Yes, I'd love to.
Okay, let's do this. Okay, so I'm going to go to, we're going to go to Battle Creek, Michigan, and the last four digits of the phone number are 1297. You're on live.
Yeah.
Hello, welcome.
Hi.
They just put us on hold, so I'm going to have to do this and go to someone else for the moment because we've got to move on. We're going to go to Inverness, Florida. Inverness, Florida. And it's going to be 2021. You're on live.
Yes. Hello. My name's Melinda.
Hi, Melinda.
Hi, Melinda.
Hi there, everybody. A little bit nervous. I wasn't expecting this, even though I had my hand raised. I have a little work. You know, I've been on a spiritual journey for a while and realizing, you know, about the DNA and all that, and have done a lot of clearing work and also have had assistance with that. Mainly, though, it's been about superseding my ancestry lineage, not really getting in touch with them.
So this
is kind of a newer concept to me. And especially since I really, you know, do not feel connected to my family monad. Do you see what I'm saying? You know, we're just not, you know, close at all. And then I know my grandfather on my mother's side had pedophile issues. You know, it's been a pretty dense family lineage, and everybody's been pretty well, you know, I seem to be the only one that came here, you know, kind of aware. So my journey has not really been about wanting to connect with them, but I thought, well, this is interesting. I keep an open mind, and so whatever you have to say would be, you know, welcomed.
Okay, great. Thank you. Okay, so immediately what I got when you were talking is that there is definitely abuse in your family lineage, sexual abuse. So when you said that, I was like, okay, well, that confirms that. So, but this is coming from, interestingly enough, coming from your father's side. So we're going back about four generations. You have a grandfather four generations back who was physically and sexually abused, and that abuse created really an environment of abuse for two generations, for about two generations, that abuse was showing up really heavily. And then there was some clearing work that was done that cleared a little bit of it, but there's still some abuse that is showing up in the lineage. So now that you've mentioned on your mother's side as well, so that really actually creates a stronger impact when it comes to abuse. So for you at this point, it would be really important for you to focus on how to release that abuse from the lineage so that you can begin to experience a little more peace. And why I say you is because the ancestors are saying to me that you are the family healer. You are the one that has been called to do this work for the family. What that means is it doesn't mean that you have to go and meet with every family member and do healing work. What it means is you're being called to do this healing work with the ancestors. And when you do the healing work with the ancestors, it benefits you, but it also benefits every living relative and future generations. So you're the one that's being called to do this in a very beautiful way. So not in a, oh, I'm overloaded and, oh, this is another burden, but more it's an honor and it's a gift because they see you as the light that can make this healing take place. So that's their message to you.
Well, thank you. That's beautiful.
Thank you.
You know, I have felt like the world in general, and of course it starts with us and I guess our ancestors, is to bring and be the light here. So thank you.
Thank you, Melinda.
You're welcome. Thank you. Thank you for being here.
Yeah. Go forth, sweet soul. So beautiful. Let's go to Bloomington, Indiana. On the web, Bloomington, Indiana.
Hello.
Hi, welcome.
Hi, thank you. Hi, Dr. Hunt. Thank you. Hi. Yes, I'm so glad to have gotten on, and I felt, this was definitely divinely inspired and connected for me to be with you today. So, yeah, very, very timely. I felt like in the examples that you were giving, that out of all the ranges of issues that people could currently be experiencing, ones having to do with relationships, marriage, heading to the courthouse, that is my current situation, very painfully, although I'm doing my work to try to learn my lessons and to be sure to try to figure out how to go about things with this. But also, I'm in wanting to finish my PhD. I have I'm in school psychology, but I've been led to look at intergenerational transmission of trauma and gifts, and so mm-hmm. it's like right there in your wheelhouse. Mm-hmm. And I have been feeling, I've been getting lots of, what's the word I'm looking for? Confirmation that there is a book or some books that I am supposed to be writing, and some of that I know what it is about. But I also last summer, in consulting with a therapist, in internal family systems, MD, and I was thinking that we were going to be looking at things right here and right now, but what he actually told me was that I had a negative entity attachment, like an ancestor that is, you know, just dark energy connected, and that surprised me. But also, my husband, I'm wondering if there are issues related to his ancestry. Can our spouse's ancestors influence us?
Let's look in.
So let me tell you what's coming through with your ancestors. There's a significant amount of betrayal that took place in your lineage. And if we go back even 14 generations, there was some betrayal. We come forward, and around the eighth generation, there was a significant amount of betrayal that took place. This betrayal was, there was one particular ancestor in the eighth generation, a male ancestor on your father's side, who had a large sum of money and was very wealthy, and this ancestor actually left his wife for another woman, and that woman actually took all of his money. And so it left him experiencing a tremendous amount of shame. It left him with grief, and he is needing some work to clear that, but that betrayal has, you know, it's gone down from generation to generation, and now it's showing up in the last three generations as more of a betrayal of self, not following through with goals, not following through with commitments to self. And so it is somewhat creating a block to completing some of the things that you or members of your lineage want to create or complete. So for you, what would be really helpful is for you to look at where you may not be keeping your commitments with self, where you may be saying things to yourself that may not be supporting you, and begin to shift those and change those. You are definitely being called into this work in various ways. So just flow with it, and tune into it in the way that you feel most empowered to do. This particular grandfather in your lineage who went through this betrayal is in need of some healing work. And here's the thing. Once that ancestor gets that healing work, he becomes a really powerful, powerful guide for you in helping you with your work. So definitely want to do some healing work with him so that you can bring him forward and help you with completing your studies, but also when you complete your studies, being able to utilize the information that you gathered in a way that's more powerful than just what you learned in the book, but also through your own intuitive and spiritual abilities, be able to help people. So that's his message to you is, let's look at that betrayal and start to clear the betrayal. And also I want to share with you, you have a very beautiful, powerful group of grandmothers who are very strong women. There's three of them that are going back 12, 13, and 14 generations back who are really, really supporting you and are cheering you on and want you to complete your studies because they weren't able to do some of the things that you are going to be doing. So keep going.
Thank you. What a blessing. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Beautiful.
Monique, these are beautiful, beautiful readings. Oh, thank you so much. I'm just loving the information that's coming through. Let's go to Milwaukee, Wisconsin, 5915. You're on live.
Hello, Ian, and hello, Dr. Monique.
Hunt?
Hi.
Dr. Monique? Hi.
Hi, this is Brooke.
Hi, Brooke.
Hi, Brooke.
Hi. I've gotten a couple readings lately, and all of them are saying, you got to do some ancestor clearing.
Here you are.
There's a certain amount of addiction in my family, and I'd just like to know what comes through for you,
So what I get is that your addiction is, there's definitely addiction in the family, and that is a karmic story that's been passed down, but that addiction originated with grief, and that grief story is 12, 13, maybe even 7, 8, 9 generations back as well. That grief came from one war and the ancestors that never came home and were never heard of again. And so there was a tremendous amount of weeping and grief that took place in the family. And then as we move forward, there were other wars or some cases they were actual outright wars, and some of them were people who were fighting or in conflict, and lives were lost, creating more grief. And what happened is addiction became the way of dealing with that grief. And there is one grandmother in your lineage who lost three sons to 2 to war and 1 to the effects of losing his brothers and his own experience with war. And that created a tremendous amount of grief for this grandmother. And that grief turned to addiction. In the case of that grandmother, it became a food addiction that created a tremendous amount of health issues for her. For other members of the family, it was alcohol. Alcohol was really, really big. Some other substance abuses that took place. And so this grief needs to be healed and then work on the addiction piece. So we would work on your grief in your lineage, and then we'd work on the addiction in the lineage, because the grief is the source of the addiction problem. But there are, of course, karmic stories of addiction. And here's the interesting thing for you is that these ancestors feel very drawn to you, and feel like you are the one to stop the continuation of these stories, that they can stop with you, and that you have the ability and the power within you to help make that happen. And that's why there's you're getting that message that this is the work that you need to be doing, because they are actually calling you. It's not, it really isn't us, you know, who are doing the readings and the channeling. It really is them calling you and saying, come, because you can help change this and you can help shift this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So one of the things that for you that I would say is to take some time to just sit quietly and say a forgiveness prayer. And you don't even, you know, at this point, I mean, I have them as a part of the work that I do, but I just want you to just sit and offer forgiveness to anyone in your lineage that you are familiar with that has an addiction problem. That doesn't mean that you go to them and offer this forgiveness. It just means that you sit quietly and say, I forgive them for not being able to be different or be what I want them to be. And then go to the next generation back and the next generation back and just offer forgiveness. And that's going to get things started for you.
Mm-hmm.
So that's their message.
Yeah, I feel that very deeply, and I really appreciate that.
Oh, you're welcome.
Thank you very much.
Okay,
you're welcome.
Thanks for calling in. Okay, much love to you. Okay. Well, I would like to go to the web. You know, of course, I'd love to also share with people how they can work with you, because I really feel that there's a beautiful resonance here. I could just feel it. I mean, we can all feel that.
Yeah.
You know, you've really brought another, you know, quote-unquote dimension, but another dimension that we feel can make such a deep and lasting change, not only in our lives, but certainly in the lives of all these beautiful spirits who are actually, in many cases, relying on us to help them. But, you know, it's so important what you share, Dr. Monique, around how if someone does the work, you know, you can break those patterns. You can end that for your family lineage. We have people asking, well, what about children? Will this break the cycle for my children? And
yes.
I didn't want to answer that, but yes. Do you want to talk a little bit about breaking the cycle going forward, like paying it forward, so to speak, breaking the cycle for our own offspring, our children, before
yes.
we go to the web and take some more questions?
Sure. Yeah, let's talk about that real quick. So when you clear this story, you're not only clearing the story for yourself or for the ancestor, you're actually clearing the story for your entire family lineage. Now, that may be even people you don't know. So we know that, you know, maybe 10 generations back, families split. They went in different directions, but they're still connected. They're connected by blood. They're connected by energy, and they carry these stories. So when you clear the story of, let's say, grief or addiction, then you are clearing that story for the ancestors. You're clearing that story for the people in your generation. You're clearing that story for all of the future generations, and you're clearing that story to make an easier pathway for yourself as well. So, yes, it absolutely impacts your children and can change and shift things that are happening with your kids. I've seen people do, when I know I have one client that she had a son who was really having some financial challenges. He and his wife were really struggling, and they had a number of poverty stories in their family, and a lot of them were rooted in violence and shame. And so we did the clearing work, and we did the healing work with her, and within a few months, her son started getting job opportunities where before he felt like he was in a job opportunity desert where everything was dried up and he wasn't getting any offers. He was getting more offers. His wife got a promotion on her job that made a difference. They actually had a settlement that came in that helped them financially. And things just really shifted for them. And so she did the work, the mother did the work with the ancestors, and the son experienced the benefit of that work. And so we look at now at her grandchildren will not have to experience that karmic story the way that she did and the way that her son did.
Wow, yeah, so many of us and so many in the community, you know, we might not all be parents, but there's certainly there's a lot of parents, there's grandparents, there's brothers and sisters. So if I understand this correctly, Monique, if I have, let's take my teenage daughter, for example, if my teenage daughter is going through some challenges or maybe struggling with something, or maybe I have a brother or a sister who's struggling with something and going through their own, you know, fighting their own demons, let's just put it that way, then if I take on the responsibility for working with ancestors and take on responsibility to clear the lineage, then that will also help clear the issues and the challenges that my brother, sister, children might be going through.
Yes, brothers, sisters, nieces, nephews, cousins, all of them. Your children, absolutely. Helps with everyone in the lineage.
You know, this
even the cousins that you may not know.
Yeah,
it benefits them as well.
Mm. You know, this ties in so much perfectly with the theme of the season for this particular Wisdom of the Ancients, which is the sacred human, stepping up, right? You know,
yes.
when you get tapped on the shoulder by the divine, by maybe listening to this call, maybe the ancestors are tapping you like Brooke, right? Like you just spoke with Brooke.
Yes.
Tapping and saying, okay, Brooke, this is the call. This is it, you know. We're tapping you on the shoulder. It's time for you to do the work. You take responsibility. You know, you've been given this divine assignment to do this for your family and to heal the pain, heal the hurt, you know, and all those other things you mentioned, the nine karmic stories. Yeah, it's such a gift to really receive this information, Dr. Monique, such a gift. To receive
Thank
this,
you.
It really is. I'm just so touched that you're sharing, and we're all listening to your words and feeling the vibration. And I personally feel that there's work I'm going to be doing. It's, you know, it's a gift for us to have this information. It's like, wow, we can do this. You know,
yeah.
People we don't know, we always ask and we say, please help me make a difference, right? What can I do to make a difference? Well, this is what we can do. Right now.
This is exactly what we can do.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Yeah, and you know, I want to also say some of us are called to do this and be the family healer and to do this work on a really deep level. And then, but that doesn't mean that you have to be called to be the family healer or to be called to do this work to do it. Anyone can do it. Anyone can decide, I want to stop that karmic story from continuing in my family, and I want to be the one to stop it and do the clearing work and work with the ancestors to stop it. And then there are those that the ancestors are tapping on the shoulder going, okay, no one else is doing this, and we need you to start.
Okay.
We need you to do this. We need you to step up. We need you to come forward, and we need you to do it on a very deep, you know, impactful level. So I don't want people to think, well, I'm not really being called to do it, so can I really do it? Yes, you can still do it. It's important.
Thank you. All right, let's go to the web. And we have so many questions. This is such a great show, lots of questions. So they're all going to be the same. So I'm just going to read them one at a time. I'm not going to go through them all, but we'll get through a few, okay?
Okay.
So this is Lynn in Victoria, British Columbia. What message? Let's just do one message so we can get to more people. What message do my ancestors have for me? Lynn, Victoria, BC.
Okay, Lynn. Abandonment is huge. Doing some work around abandonment, taking a look at how abandonment is showing up for you in your life. Reading up on abandonment a little bit would be really, really helpful for you. Because you have five ancestors on your mother's father's side who experienced deep levels of abandonment. And so there's some issues with trust. There's some issues with value. There's some issues with that trust is a real big one.
Okay. Thank you.
Not
Thank
trusting
you.
People. So take a look at abandonment and do some work around abandonment.
Kara from Virginia. I send blessings to my ancestors every evening. Is there a message from them for me?
Their first message is thank you. Thank you, thank you. They have a tremendous amount of gratitude for you. You have some healing grandmas, and I call them the Umas. You have a group of healing Umas or grandmothers that want you to invite them in even more. So one of the things that you can do is invite them for tea and put out a couple of cups of tea along with your tea and just sit quietly and ask them to be present and to share their messages with you. And you'll have to, practice it a little bit until you get the messages. They will communicate with you through your dreams. So those women definitely want to work with you. And they want to help you work with grief and illness particularly. Grief, illness, and those are the two big ones right now.
Okay, thank you. And everyone, in a little while, Dr. Monique is going to share with you about how you can work with her and also her program. So make sure you stay for that part. We'll get to that, and then we'll get to some more readings in just a little while, and then, of course, we'll have that beautiful process at the end. But let's a few more web questions here. This is Michelle from Tennessee, and, Dr. Monique, Michelle is asking specifically about if there's anything that her ancestors can help her clear, what is blocking her from finding purpose and income opportunities. I'm not sure if that's the message they have for her, but she's asking about can they help her with that?
Number of poverty stories in your family, and when we say poverty stories, we don't necessarily just mean money, but the poverty stories in your family, lack of opportunity, came from some cultural experiences that took place in your family. Lack of opportunity, particularly for women. So for you, it's really focusing on clearing stories of poverty, stories of shame, and there is some violence as well, but it's mostly poverty and shame. Shame was used as a way to manipulate and control, and so it created situations where people felt uncomfortable speaking up and sharing their voice and being heard, and that then impacted opportunities that were created. So what we want to do for you is begin to clear the story of poverty from your lineage so that we open you to beautiful and more abundant opportunities. And that is, that's the biggest message for you right now.
Thank you. Okay, this is Hertha Lowe from Altamonte Springs, and same question. What message do my ancestors have for me today? Thank you.
So what I'm getting for you is that there is there's some abandonment in your lineage as well, and your ancestors are saying that they want you to make sure that you are not giving up on your goals and dreams so quickly that there are some things that you really want to do that you need to stay with. And they're saying that they just want you to invite them to be a part of your life so that they can open doors for you. And there's different techniques and tools that we can share with you for that. But they're wanting you to welcome them a little bit more, honor them, and four generations back, a grandmother who is saying, you know, welcome me in, bring me in, and I can help you. So that's
Thank
your message.
You. Beautiful. Okay, this is, I'm going to have to excuse my pronunciation. Päivi Ilona from Northern Finland. Northern Finland, welcome to the show. What message do my ancestors have for me?
So for you, it's ancestors of the land. There is spending more time in nature for you is going to be very, very important. Making a connection with the earth is something that will assist you with. There appears to be some conflict going on within you about which direction and which steps to take around something that you have that's happening. And the ancestors of the land need your support and your attention. And so what that means is you know, being out in nature, sitting under a tree if you can, bringing water with you and offering water to the tree, doing an offering. And with that, your ancestors begin to come through because the ancestors in your lineage experienced a tremendous amount of illness. There was more emotional illness that was misunderstood. And so these ancestors are looking to do some healing around that illness. Emotional illness, and there's something about connecting with the earth and being in nature that really brings that healing to a point where those stories start to diminish. So that's your message.
Thank you. Okay, this is another Monique. This Monique is from, hi Monique, Cayenne, South America, French Guiana. Guiana. So that's right there on the tip of South America, on the side of South America there, just above Brazil area. So thank you, and welcome to the show. So Monique's question is the same question. Blessings from the tropics, first of all, she says. What message do my ancestors have for me?
So just as there was a description about where you are currently located, the ancestors were starting to smile. There's a tremendous amount of pride in your lineage, a resilience, strength. Your ancestors have overcome so many adversities, and they still continue to move forward, and they want to remind you that you are standing on their shoulders. So if there are times when you're feeling like you're feeling defeated or you can't move forward, what they're saying to you is, no, you don't. You are standing on our shoulders, and we are behind you, supporting you, guiding you, and helping you 100% of the way. And despite the fact that some of them have abuse stories in their lineage, there's a large amount of abuse, more physical abuse that has been experienced in your lineage going back many, many generations and then moving forward. And despite that, they've been able to overcome. So they're sharing with me that any abuses that you have experienced, remember that you still can move forward and you can still overcome. You have two ancestors that are really stuck in the abuse stories and could use some help moving out of those stories so that we can begin to remove the karmic story of abuse from your lineage so that it will help you as well with your goals and the things you want to accomplish. But you have very, very pride, ancestors with a tremendous amount of pride. So that's their message.
Thank you, thank you. Well, I'd love to take this opportunity right now and share with everyone, or have you share, Dr. Monique, how they can work with you. So I'm going to direct people to your offer, and then I'd love for you to share that with everyone. So everyone, sure. if you are on the webinar page, then click the special offer button, which is the orange button underneath Dr. Monique's lovely photograph there. And when you click that button, you'll be taken to a page that says Healing with the Ancestors. And if you're not on the webinar page, and if you still like to follow along, you'll need to type in this address I'm going to give you now into your browser. It's WOTAShow.com/Monique, MONIQUE, and the number 7. So I'm going to say that one more time. WOTAShow.com/Monique, MONIQUE, and the number 7. Everything is lowercase, and then you can follow along. And then, of course, we'll send this link out as well tonight. It'll be on the Facebook page as well. And, Dr. Monique, thank you so much for your offer for the Wisdom Community. You've got two options, option 1 and option 2. Would you mind taking us through it?
Sure, I would love to. So I believe that our journey always begins by honoring and welcoming the ancestors into your life. And one of the best ways to do that is by creating an ancestor altar. So the beginning of this program, we start right off with creating your ancestor altar. And the purpose of that, like I said, is to welcome the ancestors in so that we can begin doing this healing work. The ancestors that we welcome in are the ancestors that are happy, healthy, and whole. And those ancestors help us connect with the ancestors that need the support and guidance so that we can clear the stories. So you learn through the ancestor altar guide that I created. You'll learn step by step what needs to be done to design your altar. And then I'll give you email tips to help you create a really unique altar that welcomes your ancestors in and becomes a place in your home or in your office to welcome the ancestors. And that altar can be big or small, and people often ask me, well, what do I do? I don't have enough space. This altar can be in a little box, or it can be take up, you know, a whole room. It really depends on what you want. It doesn't matter the size. The size will, it really doesn't. So, okay, so we do that. That's the first week. And then I take you on a journey through forgiveness. That is the next step in being able to release these karmic stories. So we go through two forgiveness prayers and meditations where you will be able to begin clearing and forgiving the ancestors for some of the things that have taken place in your lineage. And then we have a live session that we will do that will allow you to receive some tips and some information and some things that will help you use your altar in a way that will help to clear these karmic stories and to welcome the ancestors into your life. And so then we will do more healing through forgiveness, and we will do these meditations, a poverty clearing forgiveness meditation. I'll give you email tips that will support you with your spiritual practices and different things that you can do to begin to forgive the ancestors and help the ancestors forgive each other for the things that they may have done and the things they may have created. And then in the fourth week, we will have the ancestral story clearing session. And it's very similar to what we've done today, where you will have an opportunity to ask a question and receive guidance from your ancestors. Now, we take it a little bit further. So today I was able to share with you where the story originated, but we also then do the clearing for that story. And what's powerful about this group session is that everyone gets an opportunity to ask a question, everyone is heard, everyone receives guidance from the ancestors, everyone receives spiritual practices from their ancestors. And when you are listening to me working with an ancestral clearing for one person on the call, it actually can benefit you. You'll learn different spiritual practices that you can incorporate into your life. You will be able to experience the healing. So let's say we're working with a person who is working on addiction, and the ancestors are bringing the stories through and doing the healing work for that person whose ancestor needs to be cleared of addiction stories. If there's a addiction in your lineage, while I'm working with that person, that's also helping to clear addiction in your lineage. So that's the power of this group call. Not only are we focusing on you individually in the call, but we are also taking in the experiences from all of the ancestors and being, you know, able to clear some of the additional stories that we need to clear.
Wonderful.
And so if you can't, yeah, and if you can't attend that session live, that's not a problem because you have an opportunity to email your question to me in advance or enter it onto the system. And I will do the work and the healing and answer that question on the live call. And when you listen to the replay, it's just as powerful as if you were listening to it live. So don't feel like, oh, I'm not going to be able to make it or the time difference makes it a problem. That's not a problem at all.
Wow. So this is a four-week program.
Yes, it's a four-week program. Each week we will be doing clearing work to help you begin to release these stories and have a relationship with your ancestors. As we were talking before, the power in your ancestors that they have the wisdom and information and guidance for you. So we want to welcome them. We want to invite them in. And this program teaches you how to connect with the ancestors, and then we do the clearing work so that you can continue your relationship with these ancestors over a period of time.
Wonderful. So this also includes the live work. And then there's also something that you slipped in there, sneaky. Everyone who who joins by August 18th gets something else. There's a clearing violence. So talk a little bit about that one.
Yes, if you sign up, you will be invited to attend a clearing violence, ancestral story clearing group session with me, where you will have an opportunity there to ask questions. I'll lead you on a guided meditation to clear violence from your lineage. So this is a part of the Ancestral Wisdom School. You'll be able to come in, experience that prayer and meditation to clear violence. And then I will also be taking questions during that group session so that people can start to clear violence from their lineage. So that's a bonus, just a free gift.
Thank
mm-hmm.
you. And then there's option two, which is for those people, I would suspect, who really want to, want to experience the private work, to go deeper. Can you share with us what it's like to work with you, what really happens in that session, and some of the deeper work that can really occur?
Yes. Okay. So in that session, we are working one-on-one together. We're taking this clearing and this healing even deeper. And so you'll receive messages from your ancestors about where the story originated and what they need you to do to help them release that story. They'll give you a number of spiritual practices. They will help you look at what's currently happening in your life, and we'll have some things that you can do to begin to clear those stories that may be happening in your life. So let's say, you know, I know one person mentioned that they were having financial issues, or someone even talked about relationship issues. We will be able to work with the ancestors to clear those stories for you. And that's the power of the one-on-one session, is that I really get a chance to work with you one-on-one to be very clear about where the story started, how we need to clear the story. We clear that story. We give you some tools and resources so that you can begin to work on that story for yourself. And so before we even start the session, I have you go and look at the 9 karmic stories, and then select the 3 that you feel are the most important for you to clear at this time. And then I work with the ancestors and ask them which one of those stories they feel is the most urgent for you to clear. And they will come through and tell me which one they feel is the most urgent, and then we'll be guided to the ancestor where that story originated. And I'll work with that ancestor, with you on the call, to understand what the story is and really understand why they're still stuck in that story and what needs to be done to release them from that story. And then with their guidance from your other ancestors who are healthy, happy, and whole, who are wise guides, I'll work with them and you. We'll all work together to help that ancestor clear that story. And it may be forgiveness prayers, energy healing, meditations. There are a number of things that the ancestors will share with me and have me do to help that ancestor release that story. And then to continue your clearing, we then will ask them, what are the specific spiritual practices, rituals, or ceremonies that you need to do to clear the impacts of that karmic story from your life and lineage? And once we do that, you will start to feel a shift and a transformation and a change that will take place. The work happens in the session, but it's even more powerful if you do the work outside of the session with the spiritual practices. And these spiritual practices that they share are often really a lot of fun. I mean, I have one client, she was encouraged to cook soup and have a soup kitchen and invite people over for soup. And, you know, so many transformations took place for her as a result of that. And so these spiritual practices are fun spiritual practices. They're things that you can easily do that don't take, you know, you don't have to go to the top of the mountain and sit there for hours and hours and hours, although that's a very powerful thing to do. It doesn't necessarily mean that that's the spiritual practice that they would give you to do. So it's really important that you take the spiritual practices and implement those spiritual practices to continue your clearing process. So that's option two, personal sessions with me.
Beautiful. And that includes option one, everyone. So you get yes. both. And, yeah, so if someone signs up for you with you, everyone, so that's going to be we didn't put it down here, but I believe that's a 45-minute session. So it's a, it's a good amount of time. It's a good amount of time. Yeah. Wonderful, wonderful. So would you suggest that anyone who's feeling the guidance should really feel into this? You know, what are some of the signs that you think that people are seeing that where the ancestors are kind of, you know, tapping people on the shoulder? What should people be looking for to really feel if this is for them?
Yes. Okay, so if you look at your family, look at the generations that you are aware of, you know, so you may be your parents, your grandparents, maybe even your great-grandparents. Look at the stories. Look at the stories that your current relatives are living. Look at your life. If you're seeing any of these karmic stories showing up, if you're seeing a large amount of betrayal or abuse or abandonment, if there are a number of people in your family who have addiction, if there's been a lot of illness in people may have transitioned early, or if there's been a lot of loss and there's a tremendous amount of grief, look at the patterns that are showing up in your family, and that will help you to understand that there are karmic stories that need to be released and that your ancestors need the help and support from you in releasing those. And you'll also know if this work is really resonates with you if you are feeling like there's something about your ancestors that is, you're feeling connected to them in some way. And I don't necessarily mean just your more immediate ancestors, because a lot of times people have challenges or issues with their parents or their grandparents. I'm talking you just feel like there's some group out there that is watching over you or is supporting you, and you're feeling like you want some connection with them. Or if you've been interested in your family history and that has excited you, and you've done, maybe you've done your, you know, DNA testing, any of those things are showing up and showing you that ancestral clearing work could be really helpful and powerful in your life and a great way for you to take your next step forward in working with spiritual beings.
Mm. Well, thank you for that wonderful, wonderful offer for the community. We really appreciate that. And I've got a feeling that you'll be having quite a few of the wisdom community really signing up to work with you, because it's been really touching to have this conversation with you today.
Thank you. I look forward to working with the community as well.
Mm-hmm. Well,
this is really a special program that I'm offering your community, because I feel a real connection. So this is beautiful.
Oh, well, thank you so much. Yeah. Well, I'd love to take a few more calls. I know we're running, you know, almost running out of time, but it's been such a great show. And I know that we've got a process that you're going to be sharing with everyone. But there's just a few more calls I really feel that we need
sure.
to take. So let's go to Australia. Let's go to, well, you typed your name in. So Jessica on the web from Australia. Here you are, live.
You're amazing.
Hello. Anyone home? Jessica, are you there? You had your hand up.
Oh, what a time to think for you.
Are you there?
I'm not here to get some.
You know, that I don't think that, I think she might have stepped away. Let's go back to Battle Creek, Michigan. Our very first caller earlier. They're back. 1297. You're live. Are you there?
Yeah, hello?
Hello, welcome.
Yeah, how you doing? Hey, I got some blocks for Monica. Thank you for, you know, picking me up again. I'm trying to write her history of her family, but I have some real characters in my family. During the Russian Revolution, we were fighting the Russians to overthrow the Tsar for Poland. And then my grandfather on my mom's side, we don't know much about, but he was instrumental in providing security for, Leon Trotsky. Okay, so I'm trying to reconstruct our family, but all that's hidden. And I had to go and just try to do the best I can, but I'm getting blocks. So I can't really, get things done sometimes. And, I got some real characters. We go all the way back to Egypt, the Kush Empire, they call it the Kushites. And then there was a Kushan empire. It's it's on the Silk Road. They blew up the two Buddhas that were, the Taliban blew them up about 8 years ago. And then we go all the way up to our cousins, was Ludville, the second, the one that put the castle together that looks like Disneyland's castle.
Well, let's see what's coming through, shall we? Let's see who's here.
Anything you can do would be great.
Yeah, this is really well, first I want to congratulate you for, getting all the information that you have and just acknowledging the tremendous amount of work that it takes, because my mom and my aunt did genealogy research for our family for 10 years and wrote a beautiful book of stories about different people in our family. So I just want to say, that's fabulous that you're doing that. And your ancestors are really excited that you're doing this work. That particular ancestor, there's one who, well, actually several that experience a lot of violence, but there's one particular ancestor that experienced a tremendous amount of violence in his life, and he was a very calm, peaceful person that was forced into violent situations through war primarily. And having to make choices and having to do some things to protect his family, country, and so he, it's almost like he's trying to protect you from getting the information. And so we would need to work with him to get him to allow that information to flow through to you so that he doesn't feel like he needs to keep that information from your family. So it's sort of like if you think about war heroes, and oftentimes they don't want to share their stories. They share some stories, but they don't want to share the deeper details and the more painful details. That's sort of what's happening with this ancestor, and so he's blocking the flow of information from coming through. So he's sort of putting himself in hiding, and we want to invite him forward and invite him to basically allow this information to come through. So an ancestor altar would be a really powerful way for you to do this, and then doing some ancestral clearing work as well.
Is that the one from Kruka, Belarus? It has to do with fighting Mongolians way back in 1700s or something like that. Maybe?
I'm not getting actually
that person.
I'm not necessarily getting a specific.
Okay, that's fine.
War or situation.
Well, in Germany,
we were
fighting. I forgot the guy's name who started World War II. We're related to the guy they killed. I mean, yeah, the guy who they killed, Austrian prince, that one country, he got killed. All right. And then his brother, he's from Prussia, and he started retaliation against the Jewish person that got killed, the prince.
Yeah.
But anyways,
so you know that there's a history. Yeah. You have karmic story of violence that is running through your family,
yeah.
And I would suspect that with that violence there is karmic stories of grief as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you so much. Hopefully that was helpful. And of course,
yes,
there is also that special call on the 27th. If you do the either option,
yes,
you get that special call on violence, which might be quite appropriate for you, given your history there.
Yeah. Hey, I really appreciate the call, and I'm trying to figure out which one it is, but
yeah,
I can make that altar myself because I can heal people through prayer, and to tell you the truth, I can get rid of demons too.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of pray, and well, that part is still in us.
Yeah.
Well,
we're gonna let you go for a second and move on. But
fine.
Thank you so much for calling in. Much love to you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
All
thank
right.
you.
Okay. All right. Well, beautiful. Well, Dr. Monique, let's go through that process. We'd be really grateful if you would take us through that process, so we'll get into our space energetically and just have you take us through the process.
Okay. So if you're in a place where you can actually close your eyes safely, then I would encourage you to do so. If you're not, then please go back and listen later, just for safety reasons. So just close your eyes, and I'll have you take a really deep breath in, and then slowly exhale. And we're going to take another deep breath in, and this time when you exhale, I want you to just allow your body to completely relax. And just exhale and relax. We just want to invite the ancestors and all the spiritual teachers, all the holy ones, all the saints, all the masters, all the ancient ones to join us here now in this space. And we ask that the ancestors be with us as we take this guided journey. Bring to mind a beautiful place that you've been to before that is your place of peace and relaxation. It may be by the beach, it may be somewhere in nature, it may be in your own home, it may be in another country, it may be in the country you reside in. Just allow yourself to go there in your mind and be there. And allow this to be your home base. for connecting with your ancestors. Allow this to be the gathering spot in space for you and your ancestors to come together, to communicate for guidance and wisdom. And as you sit in this space, just imagine a beautiful golden flame that extends above your head from your crown, reaching into the spirit world and connecting you with this divine guidance and inspiration. And as this flame glows, your ancestors begin to present themselves. Your ancestors begin to show, and they show up and they form a beautiful circle, and they ask you to join them in the circle. And as you're sitting in the circle, you're feeling the beautiful, beautiful energy of these wise guides who are ready to support you and guide you on your journey. Some of these ancestors may have familiar faces. They may be loved ones that have passed on. Many of the faces will not be familiar. They will just be ancestors that are joining you. And as you sit with the ancestors, this is a great opportunity to ask one question. Now, you may hear an answer now, or you may get the answer later. The answer may come through your dreams. So just ask the question and sit for a moment and just acknowledge any thoughts or ideas that flow into your mind after asking the question. So ask your question now. Thank him or her for stepping forward. One ancestor has received your question and is honored to be able to support you and provide you with wisdom. And now as you sit in this space, there's another ancestor that comes forward that needs your assistance with clearing one of the karmic stories that we've talked about. Just invite that ancestor to come forward now and let that ancestor share with you which karmic story he or she needs help clearing. And just silently to yourself, repeat after me. Ancestor, please forgive yourself for any pain, harm that you may have experienced. Ancestor, we ask that you forgive anyone who may have hurt you, harmed you, blamed you, betrayed you, abused you, caused you grief, created violence. We ask that you forgive them. And we ask them to forgive you. Ancestor, we ask that you and all of the ancestors forgive each other for any time where you may have abused, abandoned, betrayed, shamed, ridiculed, or cause pain. We ask that you forgive yourself, and we ask that you forgive each other now and forever. Please and thank you, please and thank you. And these ancestors, these two ancestors, have a beautiful gift for you. And this gift is in the form of three colors. They're presenting you with three colors. These are your colors of healing. These are the colors that you can bring back with you from this journey and use these colors to help with your healing. So just receive your three colors now and note what colors they are. Now thank your ancestors for their wisdom, for their guidance, and for answering your questions. And now the ancestors begin to leave, knowing that this is your meeting spot. This is the place that you can visit in your mind's eye. This is home base for you to gather with your ancestors, to receive guidance and wisdom, to offer healing, to receive healing. This is your private space for you and your ancestors. And as the ancestors begin to go and travel back, you can begin to travel back as well, knowing that you have your three healing colors with you that you can now use. You can use these colors in any form, in any way. You can place them on your altar. You can wear them. You can do anything with these colors that will support you with your healing. So just allow yourself to gradually come back into the moment, noticing that the flame is starting to diminish and the energy that you've received from this beautiful flame is working its way down through your body, cleansing and releasing and healing and letting go of the karmic stories that your ancestors most want you to release. Feel this energy flowing all the way down through your legs into Mother Earth, connecting you, grounding you, and releasing the energy. And now just take a deep breath in and release slowly. And when you're ready, begin to open your eyes, move your hands, and come back to the present moment. Ah, thank you for taking this journey with me. Thank you to the ancestors, the spiritual teachers, all the heavenly ones, the ancients, to all the spiritual plant beings. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. In full faith, so be it. So be it. Okay.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Thank you so much for that journey.
Thank you.
Yeah. Could really feel the presence of the ancestors. It was so calming to be in that space and just to be able to connect in that way, just bringing the awareness of our ancestors into our space. Yeah.
Beautiful.
Well, Dr. Monique, it's been absolutely delightful. I'm thrilled that we've had this opportunity. I'm grateful, and I know I speak on behalf of the community. It's been enlightening. And I think you've touched a lot of people. It's been a wonderful, wonderful show. So with utmost gratitude, thank you so much for being on the show today.
Thank you. I'm very grateful that you invited me and that I've been able to share with your community. And thank you for what you're offering and what you're doing and the love that you show to so many people. And what you offer is just absolutely beautiful and amazing. And I can say, on behalf of your ancestors, that they are super delighted with all that you're doing. You are beautiful. Thank you.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. I'll need your help in talking to them. So
okay.
I'll get with you later. All right. Well, thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you. It's been wonderful. So let me just close up for everyone right now. All right, beautiful souls, thank you for being here, listening to the show. I'm sure, like me, you've had a wonderful time. It's been such a beautiful show. So thank you, everyone, for being here. And we thank Divine Mother, Divine Father, Mother Earth, and Father Sun. We thank the ancient ones and the ancestors. We thank all the beautiful divine beings of love, life, power, and service for bringing us here. All right, sweet souls, much love to you all. Namaste. Bye now.